You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's time for another edition of Off the Wall. This is part two of our special broadcast in New Jersey on the hottest day of the year.
Yes, the transportation edition.
You could call it that. We went to a speedway.
We did. We did. And shared the heat with thousands of our other friends. And, well, I don't know. We didn't really socialize that. Well, we met a few people.
We did. And you'll hear us not meeting those people, but watching cars go by at the, what was it called again?
Atco Speedway.
No, the event.
Waterfest.
Waterfest. There was no water to be had. Just a lot of heat. Stay tuned.
is clear. So Outlaw Racers, we'll take you back in your cars. And we'll finish out with your second qualifying session. And then Limited Street will be right behind.
Didn't realize how much I missed this guy until he shut up for a few minutes.
Yeah, he's back.
So these are outlaws. They wanted in this state or some other state?
I think what that means is that they are basically race cars, but they're streetable. Like, you can drive them on the street. I'm not sure, though.
For your second qualifying run, attention in the pits. Final call. All motor to the staging lanes for your second qualifying run.
Okay, so that basically means the drivers got to get their asses in gear and get down here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it might still be a few minutes.
Yeah, they're going to line up. Actually, I think there's a couple lined up, and basically everybody else has to show up for this class. They're going, he said the Outlaw's over, and so they're doing street. I'm not quite sure what that means.
And these are just regular cars?
All of them are pretty much stuff you can buy, you know, the Volkswagens or Audi or other German make. It's mostly European cars here, but they're all mostly like small passenger cars with either small engines that are modified or entirely different engines, stuff like that, but they're all production cars.
Speaking of Europeans, you were pointing out to me the German license plates, a lot of German license plates on the way over in the parking lot, and I didn't know this. You can buy custom German license plates that I think have nothing to do with actual license plates in Germany, but look exactly the same.
Yeah, you can get identical plates basically with the country, and they look exact. They're made to the Euro spec. They're made out of the same metal. They're made out of the same reflective and other coatings. Except you can get custom snarky phrases like "by officer" or whatever you want to say.
Wow. Okay, some cars are pulled up. You know what kind of cars these are?
Oh, an Audi A3 or A4, and a Corrado, another like 90s coupe.
I see a blue car and a black car.
Yeah, the black car is the Corrado. It could be like supercharged or a VR6 or something even crazy.
Who are we betting on?
1993 Volkswagen Corrado.
You want the Corrado?
Yeah, I want the Corrado.
All right, $10 on the Corrado.
Remember,
all right, I just gave $10 to the bookie.
Must be 17 years of age.
Wait, that guy's running away with the money.
All right. 16 years of age and younger. You cannot operate anything with wheels out there, so kids on bicycles, you need to put them away, guys.
Okay, a couple of questions.
Kids, you cannot ride bicycles, guys, when you're here at ATCO Dragway.
See, that's what happens.
What?
I noticed the black car started well before the blue car did.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they did I think that's like a staggered start. There may be a reason for that. I think it wasn't necessarily a head-to-head race.
Well, guess which car won? The one that started 5 seconds before.
That's right, it did.
Well, I learned something today. Okay.
And remember, you cannot spectate along the back wall. You cannot spectate along the back wall.
Where's the back wall? We should spectate there.
It's that cement wall behind the starting line. So that's a Mark III Jetta, a Volkswagen. Similar, earlier model than ours. I have one of those.
What's the other one?
That's a station wagon. That's a Volkswagen Quantum. That's like an 80s. It's like a Quantum or a Dasher or something.
This can't be good for their engines.
Might be a Scirocco, I don't know. But a Volkswagen, older Volkswagen and a Mark III station wagon. Or no, it's a Golf.
One is orange, one is black.
That has an orange hood.
Attention, Waterfest Dan, to the timing tower, please. Was
1152
at 110 miles per hour.
That was a Scirocco. Volkswagen Scirocco.
Well, they were going pretty fast, 120 miles an hour.
Very fast. This is Audi A4 and Mark III Golf.
You the Beatbirds at 56.
I'm sorry, I mistook the Beamer for an Audi, but it was a BMW.
Yeah, the listeners would have called you on that.
I know. I won't identify them unless asked then, because I'm just clearly off my game.
Identifying them by color, because that's really all I know about cars.
Is it loud enough for you?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm going to watch one more of these things, then I'm going to try to do something else.
Okay.
I gotta say, that noise that the engines make doesn't sound very good.
It's snappy.
Second qualifying run, here comes Limited Street for their second qualifying.
It's a red car and a white car.
William Amber, first pair up, jump is left side, 2018 Audi. William Amber from Sumter, New Jersey, 2016 Volkswagen Golf R.
Get that guy, he's just cruising like it's nothing. He's doing 40 miles an hour, the other guy's doing 120.
I think something happened.
Well, he's hitting his brakes, came to a full stop. He's not going to win this race. Nope. He's getting out of his car. He's gesturing to the heavens. And he's opening up the hood.
Anybody who entered the raffle.
I think he found the problem, he's getting back in the car. I like how he has his four-way flashers on.
If you enter the raffle for the door prize,
and there he goes.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4-11 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped a truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Preston?
Yo, the bank still owns these.
Oh. All right. Where are you from?
Bronx.
All right. Hey, what kind of car you got here?
Mark 6 year line. All
right. Whenever you're ready, homie, light them up as long as you can. Smoke them tires.
Back up 10 feet.
Let's go. Come on. Make some noise for Rod Prince. Come on. Yeah, keep it going, man. Come on. Yeah. My man, you better have brought an extra set of tires. I don't know if you're going to make it back to the Bronx. There you go. Keep it going. Come on, make some noise. Let's go. Get it up. This is quite impressive. That wasn't a good one. I lost sight of him in there. It's a red car, but oh wait, he's coming back now. Keep going, roast. You guys like the smell of burnt rubber? Can you see me, Dave? I don't think you can.
Oh my God. Kyle, what did we just experience?
This is what I meant by vehicular debauchery. This is basically people burning out a whole set of tires like in a controlled setting. And by controlled, I mean with a bunch of spectators like 40 feet away.
What I just saw was a car spinning out its front tires and causing all this smoke. And then you couldn't see the car. And you also couldn't breathe. And now they're going to do it again with another car. And this is a thing, huh?
Apparently it's a thing. It's not really my thing, but it's, you know, it's showing off. And this is a car show, so that's what people do.
Well, this is a... Breathing is my thing, and this is something that makes it a challenge. We have a BMW with no hood.
Yeah, it's 2002.
Well, he's spinning out his back tires. And... You see some smoke coming from the asphalt. But what happens is, as the crowd gets more and more into it, the car gets completely enveloped by the smoke and you can't see the car anymore. And then the smoke approaches the crowd and you can't breathe anymore. And that's, I think, when people are at their happiest.
Yeah, see, I wonder when people are on, I guess when they're electric, they will still be able to do this, but his exhaust pipe is also going out the side, so we're getting a little exhaust too.
And we congratulate him for destroying a set of tires. Well done. This is a side of car culture. Never saw it before.
You know, sprinkly. My man's leaking.
What's happening?
Something's leaking. Fluid of some kind.
Can't say I'm that surprised. I mean, the guy just ground his tires into the asphalt, and I'm sure his car's not happy with him. He doesn't even have a hood.
No, there's no hood. It's got a 1.8 turbo in it, so it's not the original engine.
I'd check. Maybe he doesn't have that anymore. Oh, and they're pushing the car off the track. Wow. Well, I guess. Is that a leaving in triumph or leaving in defeat?
I'm not sure. He didn't leave under his own power, but he still gets a applause, I guess.
People seem happy, but I guess people want to see destruction, so well done.
There's definite parallels. I mean, there's definite parallels. This is Americana, you know. We have to
embrace. I'm just trying to figure out. You bring your prize car all the way down here.
Yeah.
You survive the heat, and then you destroy your car. Oh, my God. What is that?
This is what I meant by sense of humor. That is a cabriolet that's all smashed up, and it has flame graphics on it and no hood. And it has a windshield from another type of Volkswagen called a Thing.
And it may have real flames going up the side by the time this is over.
Yeah, actually, I don't think this was ever a cabriolet. I think he just cut the top off of it.
What do you call this thing? It's a flaming turd or Mark IV Volkswagen Thing, whatever you want to call it.
I like flaming turd. Here we go. I don't like that he's turning towards us.
Oh no!
He went all the way around. I guess he has a second chance. All right. Most cars don't move when they do this.
No block. No block.
Get out of here. Jump.
Yeah, right.
What is he doing?
He's trying to put a tire to hold the back of it. Because he can't, the track's not going to give him blocks. And sometimes they have people hold him back. But basically,
so his problem is that the car is moving when he's trying to burn out the tires.
Yeah, because when you do this, you have to hit the brakes and hit the accelerator. So something's
he's sticking a tire in front of it to help keep him in place.
I guess.
Just hope the tire doesn't go flying. Actually, he went right past it. His car survived intact, so I think he lost.
Don't worry, we'll get it back to him.
Yes, you forgot your tire. The crowd is reminding him.
That was the first one that looked really dangerous to me.
Well, it was dangerous because it turned towards the crowd. It was heading towards us. I mean, we're in bleachers.
Well, like all these guys judging are standing right next to it.
Yeah, they don't seem to really worry too much. But yeah, they're right there in front of the car, next to the car, with their Steadicams and rooms and things like that. Okay, what do they have now?
BMW. It's also a rear-wheel drive. It's like a 328.
What's up, my man? I think you were in this last year, too, weren't you? Caught on fire last year.
Yep.
All right. What's your name again, Omar? Matt. Matt, and where you from? All right, I'm the New Jersey boys in this burnout contest. I think that says something about you guys. What are you driving again, Matt?
I'm not worried to break down.
1998 BMW, same car that caught on fire last year. All right, we'll roast them.
Caught on fire last year. Okay, this is going to be good.
There you go, Matt. Sold it, man. Yeah, there you go. Come on now. Matt's got it. He got it. You got it.
This car is being enveloped in smoke. Moving slightly. On fire. And the crowd loves it.
Well, I'd hold your breath for this.
Where's the car? Oh, there it is. So the tires caught fire.
Yeah, they blew. Like, when they blow out, either the fire caused it or both, and then he has no more tires.
And yet he's still moving.
Yeah, my man, you're all right. You're cool. You can stay with your car, all right? But everybody who's not in the burnout contest, behind the fences.
You know, I was wondering, Kyle, why you were wearing a bandana. Now I know. It's so that you can cover your mouth when all these noxious fumes head far away.
Absolutely. I brought other respiratory stuff. We're actually fortunate that there's a breeze, but I think if we just are mindful, they're not doing it as long, but it's serious smoke. Not something you want to breathe every day.
Well, things are much more comfortable now. The sun has gone behind a cloud, and it's probably in the high 80s or something. So I think we're much more comfortable watching these cars destroy themselves than we were before.
Yeah, absolutely. He left flaming tracks. It's like very much like Back to the Future.
Pretty much, but the car is still here.
It is what it is. We can either stop, or you can just do what everybody else is doing.
Okay.
I've been working on my gymnastics.
Put in R for race.
Looks like we got a domestic.
What's this?
It's all right.
Dodge.
It's all right.
Why are people booing a Dodge?
Because it's not European.
Wow, you know, looking around this crowd, you would not think that they would be cheering European and putting a thumbs down for American.
It's not what this event's about.
Well, maybe the Dodge will be completely destroyed.
Do it up with the heavy.
What happened?
He stalled.
He stalled. Wow. Well, that's Dodge for you. Maybe Dodge has a self-preservation thing built in.
Maybe, yeah, it won't let him.
Can we push him back and give him a jump?
His battery died? He stalled and his battery died. That's a Dodge, all right.
He said, no, we're not.
You got any more?
We're not giving him a jump.
We got one more.
He said, we're not. He's literally
saying, all right. Let's put, because this, she ain't stalled. We're going to have to push him out. He's got the wheel a little bit, homie.
Nice try. I forgot to put gas in it.
All right. I think my man's gonna help jump up here. All right. This is your car, right? Is this your car? This is my man is driving the F4 here. This is his SRT.
The engine's in the back?
His battery's probably been relocated. I'm not sure about that model, but I guess he's got power from the trunk.
So another car pulled up behind him and is giving him a jump. But I was confused because he opened the trunk of the stalled car. So you think the battery has been put back there, not the engine.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently he owns the other car, but he also has an Audi. So.
First flying that drone right there. You got to land it.
Oh, yeah, there's a drone.
Oh, it's a drone right up there. I didn't see that.
Right now because we got to get a jump here. But we're also not going to do anything until the trunk is down.
Does anybody know whose drone that is?
I don't think so. there's a lot of filming going on from the event side, but and I assumed that was from the event, but it seems like that's somebody else's.
I like a drone just kind of slipped in. Okay, the drone is now going up. Wow, there it goes. I've never seen a drone sent away like that before.
Slinking off. That's a tiny one, little tiny
one. It's tiny, it's going away, and you can't see who's going to catch it. It's going way far away. Oh, wait, it's coming about, though. Oh, now it's going down.
Down? That's funny.
This is a weird-ass event.
Oh, indeed. Absolutely. Expect no less. There's a guy with a trophy, so this might be the trophy for this competition. Not sure who is going to be the winner. There weren't that many cars.
Oh, so it's over, almost over.
Yeah, and I think that's good. The duration of smoke and amount of vehicles is probably better for our overall health. But
I agree. I was a little concerned with all the smoke heading our way. I'm also really amazed how few, if any, safety people are around. I don't see any firemen, police, EMT, nothing. I mean, maybe these people are very qualified for that, but you know, you've got all this smoky, fiery stuff, plus add in the heat, and it's just, I guess they know what they're doing.
Yeah, you have to be really, really careful with stuff like this, and competitions and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm surprised there isn't more of a barricade between us and the vehicles, considering.
Well, I wasn't even thinking of that. And I guess, yeah, we're in danger too. But I meant just the people down there. Or well, maybe around the corner there's a whole bunch of paramedics.
What's your name? Camille? Queens, New York. Jersey and Queens. I don't know. You guys like to do burnouts. All right, man. What kind of beamer you got here?
That's 54
Swab, 328. All right, put on a show, man. Put on a show. Let's go. We've had some good ones, so you got to do something good here.
My money's on Queens. That was a crowd favorite, even though I think he broke the rules.
Yeah, you're supposed to stay in one spot. He basically turned around and went the opposite direction on the other side of the track.
He distributed the smoke evenly, so I think that's a plus
because
on that.
The state of New Jersey governs this racetrack, and they say you can't do it. So you got a problem, you call your senator. Is that it? Yeah, Jim Tech, bring him my BMW.
He had that.
What is happening? Are we done? Am I done? He wants another one? He already went. I give you one more. One more. I think he might have fixed the leak, and it was just water.
Okay, so the car that was leaking before is getting a second try because
we're good?
I think he feels he can do a better job destroying his tires. Maybe not.
My man, you should have left it at number one.
Hardly any smoke, and he moved all around the track.
Give me one second. I think we're going to do some judging here. All right, we need you guys, the fans, to help us out here. All right, I kind of got cars everywhere over here. So let's do this. By way of applause. All right? My man Impressive from the Bronx, right? Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx. Give it up.
I think the first one was the best because that enveloped the whole area in smoke.
Yeah, I think you're right.
If that's the goal.
All right. My man that just tried to burn out again, but it didn't go so well for him. What do you think about him? With the cream beaver. All right.
Definitely not as popular as number one.
What do you think of Matt with the blue BMW?
That's a favorite.
What do you guys think of Spencer?
We like you, Spencer, but no.
All right. And wherever the other guy went, who went around in a circle.
Yeah! That's the guy from Queens.
It's against the rules, but crowd favorite.
Yeah, but people seem to love the guy from Queens for some reason.
Where did he go? He didn't get to do a burnout. What do you think of the Charger? Right. I got a final three. Final three, all right? One more time. What do you think of Impressive? All right. What do you think of Matt? What do you guys think of Camille? I gotta give it to Camille. Even though he did something frowned upon, I gotta give it to Camille.
So the guy from Queens has won.
He has won.
It was never in doubt.
He was very cautious. He wasn't, like, out of control spinning around, but it was definitely against the rules.
Well, yeah, but you're from Queens. You bring your own rules. That's how it works.
It's my man. Come here, brother. This is yours, dude. Oh, and by the way, State Trooper wants to talk to you in the tower. And, thank you guys for coming out here today. Track festivities are now done, but party over there, I think food's all open, bar's open. Alright, so have fun tonight. Enjoy yourself.
That was definitely awesome. I like nothing I've ever experienced.
We've officially went to a burnout competition.
And gates open at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, the engine's gone dead, cried the men who were there. And she passed up the dock on the wide Delaware. Then the ship ran aground and the oil got away. And they did not report the big spill on that day. It was hundreds of thousands of gallons galore, stretching 32 miles down the Delaware shore. Well, the geese in the marshes out looking for food, they got stuck where they stood in the oncoming crew. And it's oil, oil, drifting to the sea. And it's oil, and it's oil, tall, buying at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. In the well-charted waters of the Nantucket Shoals was a ship run aground full of oil, we were told. In a week's worth of rough winter weather and waves, the boat started cracking and it could not be saved. It was 7.6 million gallons this time. Consider the danger and think of the crime as it poured out a slick stretching into the tide. Over 100 miles it came deep, it came wide. It was oil, it was oil pouring in the sea. Oil, oil, don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. One of these ships was the Olympic Games. The Argo Merchant was the other one's name. It's sad, but it's true. Things got worse for the seas. Along came a craft called a Moco Cadiz. A Moco Cadiz between England and France. Big super tanker out taking a chance with his 100,000 black tons of the slime. A Moco Cadiz spilt the most of all time. People, oil, oil creeping in the sea. There was oil, oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Sludge 60 million and more, sleazing and easing towards many a shore. Yes, some Mexican oil well went leaking its goo. At that time, the worst things had ever come to. It was oil, oil, creeping in the sea. It was oil. It now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Yeah. Hey, the captain's now free and his case it is closed. The Exxon Valdez wrecked itself, I suppose. What's left of the life in the Prince William Sound might not condone what our court of law. And it's oil, oil, creeping in the sea. Oil, oil, don't buy it at the station. Now you can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Saddam Hussein was a pretty strange man. Look what it did for his trusting homeland. Through sanctions and bombings, he'd no way to sell crude from his captured Kuwaiti oil wells. He sat down to think and came up with a scheme, one that he thought might protect his regime. Covered the Gulf blanket of black, thought it might hold a few battleships back. And it's oil, yeah, oil, creeping in the sea. It was oil, it was oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Thank you. headlands near Scotland's cold shores. A single hull ship with his engine broke down. Drifted 5 hours and then ran aground. Right where the wildlife preserve chanced to be. And 20 million more gallons got free. But don't worry, folks, it's like crew baited say. It'll probably break up and be gone right away. And it's oil, and it's oil creeping in the sea. And it's oil, oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. They're banning those single-hulled tankers we hear. Phasing them out in the next several years. And the one called the Prestige won't be junked in that heap. It stalled off of Spain and it sank down the deep. 1 million gallons of the fuel reached the beach. 19 more sank in some tanks that weren't breached. If air's trapped inside them, they'll burst any day. If not, they'll just sit there to rust and decay. Till it's oil, oil creeping in the sea. And it's oil, oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. The Delaware River was back in distress. This time the captain did not cause the mess. The paint on his ship was the same as the type the divers found scraped on a 15-foot pipe. Therefore, the pipe was the cause of the hole. The hole in his hull was beyond his control. Hey, whomever knows how that pipe got stuck there. Thanks for the 500,000 gallon nightmare, which was oil. Creeping to the sea. It was oil, it was oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. The Israeli army was bombing Beirut, 'cause Hezbollah kidnapped some Israeli troops. The Lebanese oil was in tanks near the sea, 'cause that's where those oil storage tanks tend to be. The Israeli bombs hit the tanks on the shore. The oil isn't stored in those tanks anymore. The Mediterranean tourism buzz. As for the Holy Land, ain't what it was. And it's oil, now it's oil, creeping in the sea. And it's oil, oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. A barge full of oil hit a tanker last night. The good news, I guess, is the tanker's all right. The barge broke in two and sold New Orleans. Got stuck with what newscaster teams call a sheen. The riverfront walk was a funk, yeah, with fumes. The Coast Guard was rolling out red plastic booms to block off the spill. Contain it, good luck. 400,000 thick gallons of muck. It was oil, it was oil, It was oil. It was oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Yeah. We're pumping out petrol no matter what cost. And now that 11 men's lives have been lost, the price is as high as rig workers can pay. Paying the price for the US of A. A deep water rig called Horizon went down. No way to seal off its pipe has been found. So South Louisianans all wait for to see just what the landfall of this spill will be. People, oil, and it's oil creeping in the sea. And it's oil, and it's oil. Don't buy it at the station. You can get it now for free. Just come on down to the shoreline where the water used to be. Right.